Radio Sherwood, la migliore alternativa.
Buonasera a tutti, questa è Indica, io sono Salvo e questa sera abbiamo con noi Anton Ripatti, giusto prima del suo live show a Sherwood Open Live. So, good evening. Ciao. Anton.
Ciao ragazzi. But I don't speak Italian, sorry. So we will do it in English.
Yeah, definitely yes. You know, I would start with the question since I know that maybe you don't have that much time. Since you have the live show in a few minutes, so try to explain us, which is that what is that sense of freedom that brings you to the that we can actually see from your short documentary, because you have published you have released a short documentary.
It's not me, the people who shot this documentary, the people from Berlin.
Yeah. But the question is, from there we can see like a sense of freedom that seems to be the absolutely necessary condition for you to create and to produce your music. So what is to you the meaning of traveling and discovering and creating?
Okay, so for me it was the beginning was the show. I was always trying to explain myself in terms of music, but then I realized that music it's not only thing which is possible on a stage, and I started experimenting with theatrical stuff, with lightings, with something which is useful in addition to just playing songs on the stage, you know. So, and since I started doing this, I realized that I can be free in the same way in my regular life. So this is kind of a phenomenon I discovered playing my shows. So, and I started living this really pretty free kind of lifestyle. So I travel with my car everywhere, playing gigs. When I have no gigs, I go busking on the streets. And this is another side of me. I like actually perform whatever it is. Okay, if it's enough for the question.
So, while listening to you, I can see a strong acid rock component in your sound. So, I am taking the spark to ask you, what are the listenings that mostly influenced you in your musical formation?
Yeah, actually, that's pretty hard to list this thing because I have a lot of influences. Of course, it's 60s psychedelic rock from United States, mostly the West Coast. You know, but not only this. I have a lot of influences also from classical music, from the avant-garde classical music from 70s, Schoenberg and minimalistic composers, a lot of Russian composers from 20th century, like Alfred Schnittke, Sofia Gubaidulina. So a lot of this academical music I was listening to when I was young, and I think it's also somehow influenced to my music, and also the now I really the big fan of the current experimental electronical music, and I'm trying to put something from this field, you know, to my music too. So I use beatboxing, I use some electronic machines on the stage. So not only acid rock, actually.
Okay. Yeah, definitely, yes. Yeah. Definitely, yeah. Yes. But, you know, this is the component that one can maybe see mostly in your music. Yeah. And from this answer that you gave me, I would like to ask another thing. So maybe you know the Messer Chops?
Messer Chops, of course.
Yes,
that's right. One of my favorite Russian bands. Yeah, they play surf rock in a crazy way. Yeah, Oleg Gritarkin.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
This is why I am asking you. Actually, I saw them playing here in Padova. So some years ago, maybe 3 or 4 years ago, and I have found some points in common between you and them. So it's just
I think it's just called Russian soul. So we are a little bit different.
But you know, this is just this acid component that that comes up from my personal listening of you and of Messer Chops. So it's just a coincidence?
It's not a coincidence, because the reality in Russia, it's really freaky, you know, without using any drugs. Like, you don't have to use acid drugs to understand this kind of difference in the reality of Russia. So that's why maybe we are more, you know, more open-minded where we're starting doing art. And I think it's not a coincidence. So this based on the same roots. We are all comes from this big, wild, strange country which we love.
So they are from St. Petersburg, if
no,
I remember.
I'm from.
No, no, they are from.
They are, yeah. They are based in St.
But you are from?
I'm from the West Ural. This is the. My city is called Perm.
Oh, Perm! Yeah, I know it.
This is the first city in Europe, you know? Then we have Ural Mountains and Asia starts. And it's interesting that nowadays we have some kind of. Psychedelic music revolution in our town. For example, the Gnomes.
In Perm?
The band, which is called Gnomes, they are signed in Rocket Recordings in UK, and they are on tour. They will play in Padova next week.
Really?
26.
Yeah, wow.
This is my, like, they are like my brothers.
Gnomes.
So, Gnomes.
Gnomes.
Yeah,
Gnomes.
This word has no meaning, so it's like language game. With the word gnomes, but it's gnomes. So, and they are pretty interesting. This is one of my favorite bands. You have to check it out.
Absolutely, yes.
They will play on the 26th.
Thanks for saying. Yeah. Actually, I think I will have a check on them. Definitely, yeah,
so
yes.
So it's like we have the Perm invasion in Italy recently.
Yeah.
This is my first.
Which is a nice new, actually. Yeah. It's very nice for me to know that from an apparently peripheral city in Russia there is such a lively scene, a lively music scene. You know, actually here in Padova is kind of the same. We are pretty peripheral as a town. We are kindly small. We are kind of small. Yeah, it's 200,000 inhabitants. But despite of everything, I can see that there are many groups coming up right now, and this is a good news for culture, for music in general, you know. My next question is somehow related to the previous one. So considering that this acid rock component is apparently, in fact, a recent result of the musical education in Russia. We can say somehow that, well, okay, no, maybe I'm a little bit exaggerating now, but I try to reformulate.
I'm completely uneducated.
No, I try to reformulate it.
Okay.
Well, we can say anyway that acid rock right now is the new frontier of the independent music, and especially among the youngest audience right now.
Yeah, we have some kind of revival of that kind of music. So for example, all those great bands which just we have recently, like Conan McCassing, you know, that's some other groups from Australia, from Gnawed for UK, King Cruel, you know, they all based on, they have this component of acid rock. Okay, that's so I'm agree.
Okay. So, you know, Russia is very, very poorly known for its independent music scene. So now is the right occasion with you to try to deepen the aspect of the independent music in Russia. So my next question is, what do the people, the young people right now, especially the young people in Russia right now, well, at the level of mainstream and at the level of independent music?
Okay, I think now we have this step which we wasn't reached before because of Soviet Union. Actually, nowadays we are all those young people you described, they are creating the this industry in both sides. On the mainstream, we had no professionals in this field, no sound engineers, no sound guys, nobody. There was no it was not like there's not this industry before. But nowadays, let's say last years, we have more clubs opening, more people starting doing this professionally. We now have some kind of university and possibilities to have the education and the music production. And so now we are just starting, we can say. And a lot of interesting projects and bands are coming out recently, and now it's becoming possible to do it for a living, being independent musician, I mean, in Russia. So that's, I'm the good example of that, because I am doing everything by my own, and I do it for a living last 5 years. So I travel, I touring internationally, and I can somehow survive with the my income, which is coming from this. That's what's going on in Russia. There are more and more people starting doing music professionally. That's the good thing from last decade.
So just to stay on the topic, what kind of music events do young people in Russia prefer watching?
I think that recently the show element is very important. And we had just some... Recently there are some new festivals appeared in Moscow and St. Petersburg, like Bol, it means pain festival, and electronical music is, I can say as an example, the Gamma festival in St. Petersburg. And in all those festivals, the important element is the show. So it's not, people just want to be more excited, let's say, and everyone trying to use video projections, like different lights, not just in the way I do it. I do it more, you know, theatrical things. But most of the bands trying to put some, you know, graphics, videos to their shows, and people like it, so that's why they do. Okay.
Well, I have just a couple of short questions on you in person. Well, you have a band as well, who are the Babaka Band.
Babaka Band, yeah.
So what is different in you as a Babaka Band musician and when you play on your own?
Yeah, Okay. Even if it's okay, this is two different stories, even though this based on the same tunes. You know, we play songs, my songs mostly, but when we do it with the band, this is like more traditional free jazz band, because with my band I have a jazz drummer and a saxophone player, and sometimes we add some electronic stuff, and I play guitar and singing and doing theatrical performance. But when we play with the band, we are just three people who are improvising and trying to listen to each other. When I do it, when I do a solo act, this is more theatrical, more quiet thing, and I trying to discover what else I can do on stage, and this is, I think I have more freedom when I'm alone. So, but I have fun playing both as a one-man act and as a band member. So, okay, that's. Yeah.
And where are you playing? Up next than Padova?
I'm going to Spain. Actually, I play in Vittoria Gasteiz. It's at Friday already.
Wow.
This is a long way. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to wake up at 6
a.m. Are you going by car?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I have only 1 day and a half to get there. 1,600.
Yes. So,
kilometers.
Keep it hard.
Yeah. But
so,
for me, it's not long distance, you know. I already did around 6,000 on my way from Perm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're accustomed to, in fact.
Yeah, but I do it slowly. I played already a lot of gigs. From the beginning of this year, this is 15th country.
Wow.
Last year I did 26 countries. So I do this crazy lifestyle. I already did 2,041 kilometers with my car.
Wow.
And I recently figured out that this is 6 equators. Equator is 42, so I did this 6 times.
So now, I really have finished my questions.
Okay.
And I know that you need time to get prepared to the show. So many thanks for this kind interview that you considered us. And we wish you good luck for the upcoming live show.
Thank you. Thank you for the invitation. It's an amazing spot, amazing town. I'm pretty sure the show will be very good.
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
thank you.
Many thanks again to Anton Ribatti for being with us. And this is Indica. And you will listen to us on Google Podcast, on Facebook, and on Instagram with Indica_Sherwood. This is Indica again, and I am Salvatore. Goodbye.
Radio Sherwood, la migliore alternativa.